This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, we're going to talk about vegan stuff, but don't jump for the radio dial right away. Like, first off, I think we need to make it clear, Amber is not a vegan.
No.
Not even close.
Right.
Because she eats cheese like it's her job.
I do.
For one.
What's it called?
And I
then?
Also eat fish.
So she's a Episcopalian.
Right.
But you're...
No.
No.
So close, Steve.
Oh.
But are you ever a flexitarian? Because you got a little flexy.
What's a flexitarian?
So the flexitarian is somebody who's pretty much 90% of the time vegetarian, vegan, but just every once in a while is like in and out is calling my name and they just fire one down.
Oh, flexible.
I haven't gotten there yet.
But there's some things that are screaming at you, right?
It's like, weird. Just in the past, I'd say 4-ish months, I have craved meat. Specific kind. Like, I really wanted a salami.
Ooh.
Oof. I had some charcuterie over there.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
It's so.
You just eating the cheese off of charcuterie, you're not getting the whole experience. But the impossible meats, there's a meat that's coming out that's lab grown and it's got, I know Steve's
weird.
Already rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
I think we should try the impossible burger. I've heard you can't tell.
They are good, but it's just, you know, if you're doing it, I'm. For like health, it's like still really processed and like high in sodium and all of that stuff. So I don't know.
Why wouldn't you try it, Steve? Because you know it's a plant?
Yeah, because I know. And I would know before I could just smell it.
Do you think if we did a blind taste test, you could find it? If we got Burger King, Burger King's supposedly the best one, right?
Yeah, I already know theirs. I had a bite.
You did not.
I can check your turkey sausage, whatever you're...
Okay, I
bacon,
will admit that the turkey hot dogs aren't even close.
The fake meat, fast food, I would bust that in a heartbeat as well.
I bet you wouldn't.
It's just too easy.
How much you want to put on it?
Trust fund.
Wow! We're doing this!
Yeah, that's our side. We don't have one. You're that confident that your meat, your spidey senses of meat...
Back then, maybe when this is all the rage, maybe it's been a while now, maybe I would slip up. But back then, yeah, in a heartbeat.
There's some pretty good substitutes out there, I gotta say. Not for cheese, though.
Not for cheese, for sure. It melts wrong. It's just everything about it's wrong.
Wrong.
It's not even.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to put you to the, and I just want to, and then we just take, we Amber and I can each have one withdrawal from your trust fund. We don't want the whole thing.
Yeah.
So the real reason we want to talk about this, and we want your texts at 51059, Katy Perry's gone vegetarian, vegan. She go away vegan?
100% vegan. She was already 95%. Now she's like, no more dairy, no more animal products.
And that's, and we're proud of, isn't she kind of like, I don't know how to say. Is it like she's doing it because it's the fat? She's doing it because she wants to. I don't know. The alternative, the motives for, I don't know.
It's really, I mean, it's good for the environment. It's some people like just, you know, some people have like a gluten intolerance. Some people like meat doesn't sit well always, or like you don't like it, or
and
you know what I mean?
Did you see Pam Anderson just came out saying that vegans are like hands down the best lovers? She literally said,
weird,
sleeping with, she can tell if you eat meat by the way you.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because so, you're more attentive, you're more caring, you're more.
I feel like maybe if you don't eat meat, you're weaker. I don't know.
Wow. I see that.
You don't have the strength.
Not that's kind of what I
think. It's like, oh, look how docile this one is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so emaciated. That's what
no.
Already, can you just see the texts that are coming in? Oh, my God. I eat meat. I don't eat meat. Shut up. Whatever. Yeah, I'm kidding.
If you're vegan, you get a cheat day, right? I mean, it's
you the, don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
You can kind of, okay.
And you don't. You shouldn't have the heated and cooled leather seats in your Beamer either.
Right.
You shouldn't.
Oh, that's right.
And your purse better be made of faux. And
that's
like,
right.
It's hard to be, if you want to live it, you got to live it.
Yeah.
You can't be stylish then.
You can't.
That sucks.
It's because yeah. My couch right now is Natuzzi leather. It feels amazing. I roll around and I think of how many cows are dead. Okay. And then I go get in and out and just like, nah! So here's what we want to ask you. As part of Katy Perry's thing,
yeah.
She's made her dog go vegan.
You can't take the choice out of that.
That's
you,
what that, that's, okay.
She's forcing her.
Yes. But it's a dog.
Aren't they? Carnivores, like by nature, they like a dog for- could go get. I mean, like, I've watched my dog, my little dog, murder
right
a squirrel. Yeah. Like, you know.
But then, are you gonna make me do this, or are you gonna do it?
What's
I'll
up?
Do it. Aren't humans carnivores by nature?
Oh, there we go. You see, Emma, eating for humans, eating meat is an instinct. Not eating meat is a choice.
No.
So,
everybody, close down the text because nobody read them.
No.
Nobody read them.
That is not entirely
true. It's true.
Yeah.
If dogs are because they learned how to. We learned how to. If one is true, they're both true. Like we're either all or we're not. And it's like, but we've made, humans have made this more evolved choice
right.
That's better for the overall thing. And I'm down with that, but you can't lay down the like anthropological argument if you're going to remove it from the human side.
Right.
So I just feel bad because like I know when I buy Moxie, the stuff where like chicken is the first ingredient, she's like, and when you buy the one where it's corn first, she's like, all right, if I'm starving,
right,
I'll eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Katy Perry's dog right now is
she's
like...
She's probably really upset.
Totally.
Why are you torturing me
yes.
And punishing me?
That's
where's
cruel.
The good stuff?
Or is Katy Perry the best dog mom on the planet and doing the right thing for her dog?
She's cruel, I think.
As soon as you're done texting us your hate about our opinions on vegans, tell us what you think. Should Katy Perry's dog be forced to be vegan?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.